Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Poore, and my guest today is Gary Greenberg. And he's going to talk about what's going on or what has been exposed about the Amber Willard School. And also he's going to talk about the Child Victims Act and where it stands in the legislature. Hi, Gary. How are you?
Good morning, Cynthia, and good morning to your listeners. I'm doing good.
Thank you. So, you know, I opened up the paper a couple of days ago, and I was like, what is this? Emma Willard, that's like a really prestigious school. So tell us a little bit about what has been in the news about what has gone on there.
Well, what has occurred is that Cat Sullivan, who was a student there back in the late 90s, she came out in public and stated that she was, you know, assaulted, raped by one of her teachers, and she was at that time in the 90s that the school didn't properly deal with it. They actually put her on a bus and sent her away from the school and didn't tell her parents, you know, what was going on. So because of the publicity of that, the school said they were going to do a report and, you know, on what occurred and what had happened over the years, you know, between teachers and students there. Was there improper behavior and, you know, how it was handled? So that's what you read. That report came out in public. And, you know, it detailed that there was, you know, going back to the 50s, there was inappropriate behavior between teachers and students. And, from what I've communicated with some of the victims there, that they aren't happy with the report. They feel facts were left out and victims were blamed, and Senator Gillibrand, who was a graduate there, was unhappy with the report. So, you know, the school still, you know, in the way that you know, a lot of schools deal with this, you know, they don't want to, you know, step up to the plate and acknowledge that they were wrong, you know, because like Cat Sullivan went to the school, they didn't fire the teacher. And when they, after another incident, what they did is they gave the teacher a letter of, you know, reference. So this teacher, Sergeant, went on to other schools, and he did the same thing there. So, and she isn't the only one. There's other, in the last few days, there's other victims who have come forward, and, you know, they're upset with the report, and they're upset because they can't, the statute of limitations is up on a lot of these cases, and they can't do anything. You know, the school says they're in touch with the you know, Troy police. Well, the time to call the police is when these victims came forward back in the 90s, and the school didn't call the police. They, you know, told the students, a lot of them, to go home, leave. It didn't happen. You know, it was your fault. You started the relationship. So this is why we need the Child Victims Act, because the victims of this have suffered over Emma Willard. Like I said, I've talked to several of them, and they deserve a right to go into a court and hold Emma Willard accountable and hold their teachers that did this to them accountable. And under New York state law, they cannot do this right now because of the statute of limitations. And so that's why we want to change the statute of limitations, and that's why we want to give a one-year look back to any person that has been abused in New York, and you know, prior to be able to go in the civil court and to you know, to sue either the institution that failed them, because Emma Willard did fail victims, even though they might not want to admit it, they did fail them. These victims are suffering. And to sue the teachers who did this to them, you know, took advantage of them inappropriately. As, you know, they were there to get an education, not to have sexual relationships with a teacher.
Now, from your estimation, and right now it's only how good we can guess, how pervasive was it?
Well, it seems to have been a pretty, you know, was a lot of it. As Senator Gillibrand said, you know, she's upset. You know, the school covered it up, basically. And like I said, when students went to complain, they blamed the students, and they, you know, they sent the students away. You know, they sent the students home saying the students had caused the problem. The students were the victims, You have a student and a teacher. The teacher's the adult. And you don't send the kid home. You call the police. It's illegal. And then, you know, you get rid of the teacher. You don't get rid of the student. And then the school gave teachers, recommendations. And they knew that these teachers had abused kids, had inappropriate relations with students, and they gave them letters of recommendation to, and that allowed these teachers to leave, you know, Emma Willard and go to another school and get a job and then, you know, set up there, you know, and abuse kids there, you know, start relationships with students there. So, it's not right, and it's not just Emma Willard. It's the Boston Globe has done many stories. There was a New York Times recently did a story on a school in Connecticut where there was the teachers and the administrators who were having, you know, relationships over there, hundreds. So it's a very prevalent in our society, this state has to step up to the plate and put an end to this behavior and this type of, what's going on. Because it's still going on because the state has such weak laws that the predators, the teachers, they could still be teaching or they're out there. And the state legislature, every day that goes by, 150 kids are abused in this state. They don't seem to want to take any action, so it's discouraging. It's not healthy, and the Emma Willard didn't step up to the plate with the report,
scandal about the church, the Catholic Church, you know, was uncovered well over a decade ago. And, you know, we knew about the abuses and so forth. But Emma Willard, you know, the kids in Emma Willard, the victims of Emma Willard were probably aware of what was exposed with the Catholic Church. Why do you think nobody has stepped up to the plate until now to expose what's been going on?
Well, you have to remember that it takes about 20 to 25 years for the average victim to be able to come forward. And the case happened back in the early 90s, late 80s. Well, this is when the person, they're in their about 40 and they had kids or they're, you know, looking at their life, you know, they've had drug problems and alcohol problems and, you know, suicide attempts, and they go into therapy and, you know, then they tell a therapist, well, you know, I was, my teacher raped me when I went to Emma Willard, or my priest, you know, raped me, or, you know, whatever. My father raped me, my uncle raped me, whatever that is, you know, so that comes out then, so that's what happens. And like I said, some of these victims did go to the school, and the school you know, said it was their fault. They sent the students home. They threw the students out of the school, and that's absurd. You know, they protected basically these schools, and it's just not Emma Willard. It's they wanted to protect the school's name and get rid of the problem. You know, they
right.
get rid of what the
right.
problem was to them, not the teacher, the student, but it's the other way around. The teacher's the problem. The student was the victim.
Uh-huh. So what's going on in the New York State Legislature with the legislation for the Child Victims Act?
Well, the Child Victims Act, Senator Holyman has, you know, he's a sponsor of the bill, and he has, in the Senate, he has, you know, filed his bill. It was sent to the Judiciary Committee, in which Senator John Bonachek is the chairman of, and the sponsor of the bill asked for a vote on it, which the Bonachek had 45 days from March 1st, and also the sponsor of the bill, Brad Holloman, asked for a hearing. So this past Thursday, what the Republicans did, instead of in the Senate, you have these procedural moves. You can, like, call for a vote or you can call for a hearing because, you know, even if you're in the minority party, which the Democrats are, so the Senator Brad Holloman could do this, and that's what he did. He did procedural under the rules. But what the Republicans did is, and which, you know, it's – which they've done every year for the last 11 years, they, instead of taking a vote on it taking it out of committee, the judiciary, and sending it to the floor for a vote or at least have a hearing on it, which the senator wanted to do, Holloman, they sent it to the Rules Committee. And who is the chairman of the Rules Committee is the majority leader, according to the Senate. So Flanagan has the bill in the Rules Committee, and that's where it'll sit. And and Flanagan is, you know, the same thing that's been going on for the last 10, 11 years. The bill's going to sit there. And, you know, according to the Senate rules, he has a lot of power. And he'll decide if the bill will come out. He's protecting his senators because he knows if this bill comes to the floor, with a one-year look back and no statute of limitations in future cases, and the look back would give, you know, like I said, victims in prior years a chance to have some justice in a civil court. The bill will sit there. The only way it'll come out is if, you know, Flanagan decides if there's a compromise made, or if there's, you know, because the governor Cuomo has committed to this bill. Back in January, he put it in the State of the State book, his annual book, and said that it's time for a Child Victims Act. So we expect the governor to step up, and he said he was going to submit a program bill, and we expect him to honor that and to push Senator Flanagan, to push IDC leader Jeff Klein, who promised me that we had the IDC vote, and Jeff Klein has a lot of power in the Senate. He has this agreement with the Republicans. We supported my PAC, Maricel Alcantari, who was an IDC member. So we're expecting Klein and Alcantari to support us and to urge Senator Flanagan and the Republicans to get that bill out of Rules Committee and allow for a vote. This is a democratic way in our country. You know, you don't hide a bill when 150 kids are getting abused every day in a committee because you want to protect your senators from having to vote on it. Now, that is wrong, and that's what's been going on for 10 years. So we're going to urge the governor, and we're going to call on the governor to come out and to urge Senator Flanagan. We're going to call on Jeff Klein and Maricel Alcantari to urge urge Senator Flanagan, the majority leader, to allow a vote of you know, S-809 is the number. Your listeners can look it up under the Senate website. It's Child Victims Act, And it allows for a one-year look back, and it allows takes the statute of limitations, which are age 23 now, totally off in future cases. That's where it's at. And the Assembly has their bill, and the governor is supportive of us. Linda Rosenthal is a sponsored Assembly, and she's handling the Assembly. So, you know, we're not too worried about that. We'll get a good bill out of there. But what we're worried about is the Republicans in the Senate, and I said this before, and, you know, there's a couple special elections coming up in the special election in the Senate, May 23rd. My PAC is Fighting for Children is supporting Brian Benjamin. He's an excellent leader from Harlem. He's done a lot of good work down there. He'll replace Senator Perkins when he wins that election, who went to the city council. And I'm supporting in the Assembly in the 9th District, Christine Pellegrino, who's running in the Babylon area, Oyster Bay area of Long Island. And we want her to get in there. She has a lot of support from the teachers' unions, and she'll be an excellent Assembly woman. So we're continuing to work on this bill. And when Benjamin gets in there, Brian Benjamin, the Democrats will have the majority again in numbers, maybe not by, you know, rules or what's going on there, but they'll have 62-61. So, you know, we're hopeful that we can get a bill this year. It's time. New York is worst in the country for statute of limitations reform. It's disgraceful. Yesterday, the governor of Montana signed Aaron's Law and some laws out there. And this state doesn't even have Aaron's Law, which would provide, which would allow schools, mandate schools to teach kids in elementary schools and schools, you know, good touch, bad touch. If you're touched, tell your teacher, it's okay. But this state is supposed to be progressive, is the worst state in the country when it comes to child sex abuse laws. And that has to stop. And I've talked to the governor about it. He committed to me that he would change that this year. He would get it done. And I'm expecting him to, when the legislature comes back Monday, for the governor to step it up and to come out and publicly support victims, 43,000 victims a year in this state. There's probably close to a million, if not over a million victims the last 40 years in this state, 2 million, and to speak up for them. They haven't had a voice. We want the governor to do that, and we expect him to honor his word, what he said to us. So that's where it sits, and I would urge your listeners to call up their local senators and call up their local assembly people and urge them to support the Child Victims Act, because, you know, as we've talked about before in your show, you know, I had to put my guts out to stop my abuser from coming out of prison. So that's not right. It's not right. And, the city of Cohoes almost had a child abuser who had abused 300 kids in the past live in their community. And this nonsense has to stop. And the Child Victims Act will stop this. I urge your listeners, like I said, call Assemblyman McDonald, call Assemblywoman Fahey, call Assemblyman Steck, call Senator Breslin, call Senator Amador, call your local senators, call the governor's office, tell them to support the Child Victims Act.
Thank you so much for taking this time on this Saturday morning to be on Focus on Albany to talk about this. You've been listening to Gary Greenberg, and he's working for the Child Victims Act in the New York State Legislature. If you like this show, like Focus on Albany on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany on Twitter and share your thoughts. Gary, thank you for the conversation, and thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you to you and your listeners. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too, bye.